Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced it will hold an event March 25th with an invitation showing a countdown and the words, "It's showtime." Apple is expected to announce its TV and Apple News subscription services at the event. The Verge noted that Apple first used that tagline, "It's showtime," for a September 2006 event where it announced that it would start offering movies on iTunes. The U.S. government says that it will downgrade intelligence sharing with Germany if Huawei wins a contract to build out that country's 5G infrastructure, according to a letter from U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to Germany's economics minister, Peter Altmaier. Germany has not found conclusive evidence that the Huawei technology is used for spying by the Chinese government, although they concede that the company could be compelled to do so in the future. Tidal's high-res MQA music tracks are now available to listeners in Tidal's iOS app. The feature came to Android phones back in January and first became available to Tidal's desktop listeners last year. High-res audio is defined as anything with a higher bitrate or sampling frequency than the 16-bit 44.1 kHz standard used by CDs. Mozilla's launched an end-to-end encrypted file transfer service. Firefox Send was originally part of Firefox's former Test Pilot browser, now defunct, and is now a standard feature. Firefox account holders can share files up to 2.5 gigabytes between browsers, 1 gigabyte for everyone else. All users can choose when a file link expires, the number of downloads allowed, and can also add an optional password. Recipients can receive files using any browser, not just Firefox. A Firefox Send Android app is now also available in beta. Twitter is rolling out a new prototype app called Twitter. That's T-W-T-T-R. Sounds familiar? That was the company's original name. The app is an experimental testing space to try out new features and get feedback from testers. Some of the features Twitter already demoed at CES, showing different designs for replies, indented conversations, and color-coded conversations. The company says only a couple thousand of English and Japanese speakers will be invited to Twitter, the Novel version, for now, but no one is under NDA, so testers can share their thoughts freely with the world. Amazon will no longer tell U.S. third-party merchants that sell their products on Amazon that they can't also offer those same products for a lower price on other platforms, sources tell Axios. Critics have argued that that practice violates antitrust law. Amazon dropped the same requirement for merchants in Europe under regulatory pressure back in 2013. In other Amazon news, the company's deal to buy home Wi-Fi system Eero has officially closed, although Amazon still hasn't disclosed what it paid for Eero. Amazon did say that it's leaving Eero's privacy policy in place, which includes not tracking users' internet activity. This seemingly hands-off approach is similar to how Amazon's purchase of video doorbell and alarm company Ring went, which has operated more or less independently since. Amazon is discounting Eero bundles by $100 today as a perk for new customers. And finally, Spotify Premium is now bundling in a free subscription to Hulu's ad-supported plan, which is normally $5.99 per month. If you already access Hulu through Spotify, your bill will drop automatically. But if you subscribe to Hulu without going through Spotify, you'll have to cancel your billing through Hulu and then resubscribe through Spotify to get your discount. Couple restrictions, though. The promotion is not available on family plans and restricts adding premium channels like Showtime or HBO to accounts.
Boo.
For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can also find this episode's show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And happy birthday, Mom.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.